Hi, welcome all you for another session from the series of management principle from Bhagavad Gita. Now this session is goal setting, creating a direction in life. Goal setting. We know that if there is no goal in life, no goal means no direction in life. And if no direction in life means you are already running in multiple directions. Then where you end up? Nowhere. An envelope which is going to somebody's address and you are sending an envelope by courier without address. Where does it go? A huge size of ship, but it doesn't have any radar which keeps the direction of ship. Without radar, where does it go? It doesn't go anywhere. So there are a lot of people on this planet Earth who are doing a lot of hard work. There was a survey done by Yale University, and the survey was about how many people in metropolitan, cosmopolitan cities really have a goal in life. You will be surprised to know the only 2% people on the planet Earth have the clear defined goal. Rest are either having some dreams or living a goalless life. But that means they are not working hard. They are working very hard. They are working very hard, but they are not working smart. They are running very fast. But what's happening? End of the day, they don't know where they have reached and which direction are running in. Many times we ask this question to the people: what is more important, doing the right things or doing the things rightly? So almost in every training program we see a lot of people telling us doing things rightly is more important than doing the right things. Now that's the catch. If you pick up a wrong thing, no matter how rightly you continue doing a wrong thing, you end up reaching a wrong place. If you do a wrong thing first, you end up reaching a wrong place faster. So pick up the right thing and then do it rightly. If you running in a wrong direction, you end up reaching a wrong place very fast. In this regards, we picked up chapter number 2 and word number 41 in Bhagavad Gita. Very important sloka. In beginning of Gita, Arjuna was directionless. Krishna was giving him direction. Krishna is acting as a mentor, guide, a counselor, coach, a teacher to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. We need a coach or mentor. So let us see how Krishna is acting as a coach, mentor, guide or counselor in our life. Krishna explained in the sloka is very powerful in Bhagavad Gita chapter number 2 and word number 41. Vyavasaya atmika buddhi ekah kuru nandana bahu sakhahi anantascha buddhiyo vyavasayinam. Vyavasaya atmika buddhi ekah kuru nandana. Let's pick up the first line. Byabosaye, Atmika, Buddhi. Three words. I repeat. Byabosaye, Atmika, Buddhi. Byabosaye means is your duty. I am a trainer and Atmika is Dhiman Paul. Buddhi Ekah Kuru Nandana means Hey Kuru Nandana, Arjuna, become one your duties and responsibility. Become focusedly focused. So, what is this main thing? Byabosaye is your duty. Responsibility for a teacher is to teach, student is to learn, and Atmika means I, means Dhiman Paul. Ekaha means only one direction. For a devotee of Lord, devotion is Byabosaye and devotee is Atmika. So, devotion and devotee become one, only one. Now, catch is Krishna said only Ekaha, so become one. That's called when you are looking at your goal so clearly, so focusedly, focused, then the result are ought to come. Results are bound to come. It is a byproduct of your focus. So friend, this is the end of first part of goal setting. Last part I will discuss in next episode. Till then, listen my channel and subscribe it and share it.